Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
There's over 500,000 family carers in Ireland providing care to people with a disability, a chronic condition and a long-term illness. But do they feel supported enough? Jill is with us on the line in Cork today because, Jill, it is National Carers Week. And I'm wondering, on this week, do you feel that you have a voice?
Andrea, I didn't even know it was Carers Week.
Right. Well, that answers the question.
Yeah. And as I was saying to Ross earlier, carers don't have a voice. We are silent because of our situation. So we are not being supported. We are not being helped. We're just being left behind. And that's about it. Can't go out. Can't demonstrate.
Who do you care for, Jill?
I have a 16-and-a-half-year-old son, Donica. He has autism. He's an intellectual disability. He's non-verbal, handsome, taller than me. And what happens to him when I'm done? I don't know. So.
And you care full-time, Jill, for Donica?
I might have to. At the moment, he's in a school, a special needs school, and so I can work. But I job share. I work 18 and a half hours a week. I'm over getting carers allowance by 15 minutes. So I could leave my job, go full-time carer, but then I'd crack up being at home all day by myself.
And because of the number of hours that you work, even in job share, you're 15 minutes over the allocation, Jill.
But I do need to work. I need the money, but it's also my sanity. I am out around my neighbours delivering. I work for a courier service. You know, that kind of thing. I'm out meeting people, talking to fellow grown-ups. And that's what keeps me sane, because I manage to get a parental leave every August, and by the end of it, I end up in the doctors with hypertension from the isolation of being stuck at home. But once he finishes school forever, that could be my future.
And are there other alternatives or, you know, options? You mentioned school that Donica's at, but are there, you know, adult centres even, you know, Jill, from educational centres, anywhere really that Donica can go to beyond finishing school?
Not that I'm aware of. Most people seem to, like Gail, her son, 22 years old,
right,
stuck at home all day.
Yeah, Luca.
And she's one of many. She was phenomenal.
I know.
And I did tell a story there. I don't know. I have a friend of mine in adult services who got a new resident at the age of 53. And I said, where was he for the last 53 years? Well, his dad turned 94 and he had to go into a nursing home. He couldn't cope with him anymore. And I said to my friend at the time, have you just painted a picture of my future?
And that's got to be a worry. That unknown.
Oh, I'm sick with it. Andrea, what happened? He's non-verbal. He's drop dead gorgeous. As I said to Ross, he's a weirdo's wet dream. Because if anything happened to him, he can't tell the guards. Do you know what I'm saying? I guard him like a hawk. Because if anybody snatched him, now he's taller now, that's so bad as he gets older. But if he was snatched, he'd never be able to tell the guards anything. We might never find the weirdo, the paedophile, the whatever who took him. Do you know what I mean? And what's going to happen to him when I'm dead? And his father is dead? What is going to become of him then? Will he end up like violated?
I know what you mean, and that is a worry, Jill, for you, and I have no doubt about that. Just bear with me for a moment. I think we've got Tracy on the line in Meath. Tracy, are you there?
Hi, Andrea. How are you?
I believe you care for both of your children. Is that right?
Yeah, so Willow is 7. Willow suffered a catastrophic brain injury at birth, so she was actually sent home under palliative care, but not expected to live. Now she's 7 and a half, but Willow has intense complex needs and she's medically fragile, so she is in a wheelchair and she's reliant on every aspect of her care. So she's peg-fed, she's non-verbal, she has epilepsy. She's quad spastic cerebral palsy. So everything for Willow is done by me. So it really is 24/7 care. And then Noah was diagnosed 2 years ago with ADHD and just a few months ago with autism. Now, he's in mainstream school, but he needs a lot of support needs as well around emotional and social aspects. But Willow's care was 24/7. So needless to say, the day Willow was born, my world just exploded. And we went from a two-income family to a one-income family. And we still have all the same bills we had when Willow was born. Yes, because of means testing, I don't get carer's allowance. I get a half-rate carer's allowance. And the additional cost of care on a person, on one family a week, the additional cost on top of all your other bills is averaging about €244. And the maximum rate of carer's allowance is €248. So the additional bills, never mind the bills you've already had, are €4 less than the top rate of carer's allowance. And almost 30% of family carers are in financial distress and they're choosing not to eat so they can pay their bills and heat their home. So it's you know, the cost of care, the saving to the state is 20 billion. Yes, and we are subjected to means testing and not...
I was just going to ask, Tracy, I assume these are the same concerns for you, Kevin, as well.
Oh, big time. Big time. I think carers in this country, I'm absolutely sick to the teeth of listening to members of Dáil Éireann talking about how they care about carers. They don't care about carers. Let them be honest. They don't. Carers are living on the edge every day that you get out of bed, and some days you mightn't even have got to bed that night before. I have a lot of gripes with carers, Andrea. In Castlebar, population roughly around 15,000, we have one respite bed. Just imagine the amount of people that are out there looking for respite. We can't get it. The other gripe I have is that lady just said before you, half carers allowance. I became a pensioner 2 years ago, and automatically, because I'm a pensioner, a pension that I paid into all my work and life, I'm cut in my carer's allowance to half carer's allowance. Who in the name of God could come up with a situation that you get half carer's allowance? The work involved in caring for somebody, and believe me, everybody I'd say that cares for somebody, they do it for the love of the person.
I know. It's your wife, isn't it, Kevin, that you... Yeah.
I've been caring for my wife now for the last 11 years. But the carer's allowance, when you become a pensioner, you get half carer's allowance. But the hours are still the same. The job involved is still the same. The work is still the same. And as that
and it's hard
just said
work.
There, it's not. Anything that you enjoy doing is not hard, but they make it hard. The government make it hard. 10 years ago, Micheál Martin sat on the settee in my house in the sitting room and told me that if they got back into government, they would put carers first and foremost in their manifesto. They never did. And to this day, they still haven't. I have been fighting, Andrea. I am not telling you one word of a lie.
I have been fighting
tooth and nail to get an extra respite bed in Castlebar. I've had Councillor Kilcoyne and Councillor Gavin, Paddy Burke, the senator, Michael Ring has fought this for the last 2 years with me, going nowhere, because of management in the HSE that don't understand what carers are going through in the community.
So it's a second, something that it might seem as simple, Kevin, to people listening today, as a second respite bed in Castlebar for people, would make a huge difference for you and others.
I was looking for a respite for a family occasions coming up on the 27th of July. And I thought I'd have a week's respite in the Sacred Heart Hospital in Castlebar, where the previous Taoiseach Enda Kenny spent 14 million and there's one respite bed in the Sacred Heart in Castlebar. I was told that I can have my respite in November. It's no good to me in November.
So you have the event in July, you need it in July.
The HSE will tell you that they will accommodate every emergency situation. Mine is not an emergency situation. Carers don't end up really in emergency situations. If you want some respite, 9 times out of 10, you want it because you need to do some work in the house that you cannot do when you're caring for somebody. The carers in this country are not valued, and by the family, and they're valued by the person that cares.
Have you been told, though, Kevin, you can't get that week in July? You've been told that, have you?
I've been told that I can have my week that I was looking for in November.
Well, look, we'll certainly put, I can't make you any promises or guarantees, and I won't because I can't, but we can certainly put a call in or send an email, Kevin, and see if... see what the situation is. I mean, I was certainly of the understanding from dealing with the HSE previously in Gail and Lucas' situation and the situation of others, and that, you know, if a request is put in with a, you know, sufficient amount of time, that every endeavour or effort would be made to try and meet that. So let's put a call in for you and see if anything can happen. That's Kevin, Tracy and Jill there as well. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com if you are caring for somebody and you want to share your story with us.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on Newstalk.